this week's edition of the Video News End Screen Media Podcast. This is Will Richmond from Video News, and Colin Dixon is with me from End Screen Media, and you are just off the road, aren't you?
I am. I'm back from a very enjoyable conference called the Future TV Conference in Copenhagen in Denmark. Had some fascinating conversations, Will, and I got to talk to the producer of two shows that are on Netflix, The Rain and Warrior, which are from Denmark, both quite popular. And boy, it was such an interesting conversation, and I'll be putting that up on my site next week. I recorded a video interview, so it was very interesting. But the whole conference was just very interesting. Lots happening up there in the Scandinavian market.
All right, well, lots happening here in the U.S. market as well. And big headline this week was Roku reporting its Q1 earnings. Stock market certainly liked it. Stock was up like 28% or something like that. But we want to talk a little about the highlights and what's going on there.
Yeah, they really did report some good results, good solid results again, Will. They've been really doing very, very well since they've been reporting, really, when they went public just over a year ago. And they showed great growth, I think, in all of the really important metrics. The first was they saw 7% quarter over quarter and 40% year over year increase in active accounts, up 2 million to 29.1 million. So, boy, they're going to cross the 30 million boundary, I think, in the next quarter without any problems. The number of streaming hours also increased 75% year over year, but I'll get to that in a little bit because they're a bit, just looking at streaming hours, I think, is a bit distracting. You want to look at hours per user, so we'll get to that in just a sec. And also the average revenue per unit derived, which is a quarterly number at Roku, is now $19.06, which is 26% up year over year and up from $17.95 last quarter. So those are pretty solid increases, I think, Will. Now, let's look back at how the engagement is going, how long people are actually watching. And boy, it does seem like that's going up pretty fast too. So last quarter, I calculated that the average active user was watching 175.7 minutes a day, which is 2 hours and just a tad under 3 hours a day. Well, that went up, I think, a pretty spectacular 13% to 305 minutes or 3 hours and 20 minutes, which is pretty impressive, Will. That means every one of those active users, those 29 million active users, are watching now for 3 hours and 20 minutes per day, or at least the box is in use streaming for 3 hours and 20 minutes a day. So that's great growth for the company there, and I think the really key metrics. The other metrics, well, they continue to move much, much more towards their platform business, and they continue to say that that platform business is driven by advertising. That is, they earned $134 million in Q1 2019, which is about 80% higher than the previous Q1 in 2018. And player revenue also saw a pretty solid increase year over year to $72 million. So that's $206.7 million. And looking at their numbers from last year, they are going to break $1 billion, I think, in 2019. And I think they may not just break it, they will shatter it. I think they could end up at 1.1 or 1.2 billion. So all the metrics are in the right direction for Roku at the moment, Will.
Yeah, I agree. It was a really strong first quarter coming off what was a really strong fourth quarter for Roku. And you gave some great comparisons to just a year ago, but if you even go back 2 years to Q1 17, ARPU now is almost doubled from then, $10 up to $19. Streaming hours has nearly tripled from 3.3 billion to 8.9 billion. Active accounts has doubled, more than doubled from 14.2 million to 29 million. And platform revenue is crazy, is up from 36 million in Q1 17 to 134 million in Q1 19, as you said. So, it really has been pretty spectacular growth for them. They said that they believe now one in three smart TVs is a Roku OEM model. So they're getting more and more share. They think they've eclipsed Samsung now as the market leader. And certainly on the advertising side, as you pointed out, which is where they've really experienced their strongest growth, they are playing basically into every tailwind in the industry right now. And we'll talk more about this, but coming out of the new fronts and the upfronts, a key part of the conversation was that, again, ad loads remain high in linear TV. Cord cutting is up. We've seen that research. And also advertisers are kind of recognizing that they need to get their ads, their messages in front of people, especially younger people, that are harder to reach than ever because they're moving their viewing over to ad-free SVOD services. So when you have a Roku platform now with nearly 30 million accounts, just like we talked about Hulu last week with 28 million, there are not that many places for advertisers to go to get that kind of scale with targeted audiences, with premium content, with premium TV. And that puts Roku, just like, as I said, we talked about with Hulu last week, in a really prime position.
It does, Will. And, you know, the interesting thing in the call, I was just listening to the call before we started to record about the quarter results. And there was a lot of questions. There were a lot of concerns about fast services like Pluto TV over being very competitive with Roku, and that being a problem because, of course, Roku has the fifth most popular channel now on their own boxes, which is the Roku channel. And there was a lot of concern about competition. But, you know, Roku kept saying, hey, you know, it's not competition, it's validation of the market, that we're continuing to see strong growth in viewing hours, and that spread across a whole bunch of channels, not just our channel. And that they see opportunities to partner with providers like Pluto TV with the Roku channel to help drive people to Pluto's property. So they were really pretty aggressively saying, look, yes, we have a channel, we have our own channel, and it's deriving a lot of advertising revenue with us, or for us, but they declined to say precisely how much that was. But it's not a zero-sum game. It's not, you know, our gain is not somebody else's loss. I got to tell you, their numbers really bear it out. Just the raw increase in usage of the Roku box. And let's be clear, you pretty much have to be on a Roku box if you're in the streaming game these days, because it's the number one box in the US, the number one streaming media player in the US. You have to be on there. So they should be a pretty good reflection of the overall growth in usage in the market. So, and those are all very positive. Those numbers are all very strong. I think they seem to be doing a lot of the right things. The Roku channel seems to be doing very well with them. My only hesitancy, Will, with the great performance is that I was tracking the year-over-year growth in ARPU over the last six or seven quarters, and actually what I see is that the ARPU is the growth in ARPU is actually decelerating a bit on a year-over-year basis. So, you know, looking back, for example, in Q1 18, ARPU actually grew 50%, which is a pretty impressive growth, and just in the last quarter year-over-year, it grew at 26.5%. And as I say, it's basically been decelerating from Q1 18 to Q1 19. And, you know, my assumption here, Will, is that ARPU really is mostly advertising-derived revenue, from the various parts of the platform, including the Roku channel. And I guess I would have expected, based on some new IAB numbers, that this would be higher. So you've got your finger on the pulse of the IAB numbers. What did they say?
Yeah, so the IAB last week reported or shared its 2018 digital growth numbers, said that video was up during the year 37% to 16.3 billion. Of that, actually, 5 billion of the 16.3 was in Q4. That really shows the seasonality. So overall video market, IAB is saying video ad market is expanding, expanded 37% in 2018. And you're saying that Roku's ARPU was up 26% in 2018 versus 2017. I think I agree with you that the ARPU is a good number to look at. It's almost certainly virtually all advertising based. Another way to look at Roku 2018 is that the full year platform revenue, which includes both the advertising and the OS revenue, licensing revenue, was actually up 85% from $225 million to $417 million. So it starts to get a little cloudier, I think, when you look at overall platform revenue growth in 2018 as compared with the IAB number. But again, there's the OS revenue, licensing revenue in there, and Roku has never broken out, as far as I know anyway, what share of the platform revenue represents advertising. So unless you've seen that.
No, I haven't. And in fact, they were very clear in the call that they don't do that, Will. They said that they absolutely don't do that. But, you know, I think part of the – they do say, by the way, that the Roku channel is actually driving the growth in the platform revenue, which is encouraging. But of course, we've got a lot of things going on here. There's been a massive increase in users, almost 10 million over the last year. And so that, of course, is part of the reason why you would have seen a very big increase in advertising revenue. But I guess the thing that I am just a little bit perplexed about is that people are watching longer. So I would have expected to have seen Roku's, in, you know, the amount of advertising attributed to each user increase a little bit more than it has been. And actually, I'm just a little bit cautious, a little bit nervous about the fact that it's actually decreasing. The growth is slowing in ARPU, not increasing. But this could be just a blip, and you know, who knows? There maybe they'll pick up the pace again next quarter. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to zero in too much on the ARPU. The bigger, you know, market trends to keep an eye on here from my standpoint is that obviously we've seen huge growth in the market itself, huge growth from Roku also, and now we have even more streaming services coming into the market, the big ones that you and I have talked about before, Disney Plus. That's not an ad-supported service, we know. The Apple TV Plus won't be an ad-supported service. Warner Media probably will be. The NBC service probably will be. But irrespective of whether it's ad-supported or not, it just all these service launches are just going to drive more and more people to consume via streaming as opposed to via their pay TV service. So that implies increased rates of cord cutting, more shifting from linear consumption to on-demand consumption, more intensive usage of devices in houses, connected TV devices. And there was a lot of discussion on the analyst call with respect to whether these services are helpful or possibly harmful to Roku. And they certainly believe that they're helpful. And I tend to agree. I think that all these services are just going to add to the tailwind in the market for people to have these connected TV devices and shift their viewership. And that's just going to expand the use of the Roku platform in general and sale of devices.
Yeah, I do too, Will. I think it's all very, very encouraging. And Anthony Wood, this is one of the things that he repeated several times during that call, was that, look, you know, if you look at what's happening in the market, we're seeing tremendous growth, new players entering, TV players, more particularly TV players entering. And they're not just entering in, as you say, in the ad-free end of the business, the SVOD end of the business, they're entering in the advertising side. One of the things that we didn't mention was the fact that Viacom purchased Pluto TV. I think we may have mentioned that before, but what Viacom is actually going to be doing is they're going to be putting some of the content that they release traditionally only through a pay TV operator through a paywall. Advertising supported, they're actually going to put it on Pluto for free advertising supported. So I think that's a big change, and actually very encouraging. And it sort of makes you think that this expansion that we're seeing is actually going to accelerate. And to me, when I look at, if I look at the dynamics that are affecting Roku's business, I do think it's a bellwether of what's going on. The thing that I really look at, Will, and has got me really excited, is the big increase in the amount of time people are streaming on the Rokus. What this tells me is that they are spending more time there, and because they're spending more time there, they're finding more stuff to watch and they're watching more. And so, this is the old flywheel spinning, as Jeff Bezos likes to say. It's a virtuous cycle and it feeds on itself. And I just think that over the next few quarters and years, this is just going to feed on itself and grow very, very, very quickly. And I think a lot of people are just going to be replacing a lot of their traditional television viewing. Now they could really replace it straight up with online streaming. So these are all very, very encouraging signs, I think, for the online business, and particularly for online advertising supported business.
Yeah, and the other one is the launch of all these streaming services, Disney Plus, et cetera. What better place for those services to be advertising themselves, promoting themselves, than on the Roku platform itself? Because that's where connected TV viewers are. And so my hunch is that they're actually going to play a pretty nice role in terms of attracting ad dollars from those streaming services. They're going to be duking it out for audience growth themselves.
They are, and they say that copying somebody is the sincerest form of flattery, and we don't have to look very far to find somebody copying Roku's model, and that's Amazon, right? With the launch of IMDb FreeDive, that's advertising supported, and Amazon really is duplicating the Roku model there. And I'm actually very impressed with the way Amazon has integrated FreeDive into the Fire TV experience. And of course, Amazon is also licensing Fire TV now to Insignia TVs in Best Buy. But of course, they're not making anywhere near the impression that Roku appears to be making with its foray into the smart TV business, because I think Amazon Fire TV is only on a few models, and not the quite large range that Roku has managed to capture from, with people like TCL and Hisense and a bunch of others.
Yeah, well, one in three smart TVs, according
Yeah,
to
it's a that's a, an impressive claim.
it really is incredible. It's been quite a run for Roku in the last several years. Mobile is still seems like an open area for them, and also international still seems like an open area for them. They've talked about investing there, but we haven't seen really the much of the fruits of that just yet.
No, and in fact, they were asked about that specifically in the call, and they basically declined to say anything. And I will say that the international opportunity is real for Roku with the Roku channel and with their box. Right now, Amazon is cleaning up. They're claiming that they are number one in at least two markets, UK and Germany. And that they are really doing, I think, very, very well in those markets with their streaming media player. And frankly, they could do with some competition, because apparently Apple TV isn't providing it. So this is, I think, internationally is a really, really good opportunity for Roku, both with the Roku channel and with the player. So hopefully they'll give us some more details about what they're doing there later this year. Mobile, they have said that they would move the Roku channel onto mobile devices. I haven't seen it yet, and they didn't say anything at all about this. I think that's critical if they want to be successful as being an aggregator of SVOD services, as Amazon is with channels. They have to be on mobile and have a strong mobile presence. Haven't seen that yet. That's obviously a critical component.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we're just about out of time, but just want to put in a quick plug that Allison Levin from Roku is going to be speaking on the Connected TV session at our May 29th Video Advertising Summit. And Roku has generously provided a 55-inch 4K Roku TV as a raffle prize. So if you buy a ticket for the ad summit, you get an entry there. So lots to be excited about in video advertising in general, and lots to be excited about Roku carving out a pretty nice position for itself here, right?
You bet, Will. It's a exciting market and a great opportunity, I think, for a lot of companies, not just for Roku.
Yeah, a lot of companies, to be fair, absolutely. Growing markets, helping everybody. All right, Colin, well, good chatting as always, and you're going to be out for the Video Ad Summit. Also, you're actually moderating the mobile video session, which we didn't even get a chance to talk about. Much today, IAB had a big growth forecast, a big growth number reported there also, about $10 billion 2018. Lots of growth in mobile. You'll moderate that session. And we will see everybody on next week's podcast. Thanks for listening in.